Should we do a call to order?
Call the meeting of the Economic Development Commission to order at 6:04 p.m. Do we have Chairman Brown?
Present.
Commissioner Bringle?
Present.
Commissioner Chaplunkar? Commissioner Muir?
Present.
And Commissioner
Present.
Carolyn? Thank you. Thank you. And Commissioner Elsa had notified me that he would not be able to make it tonight.
Speculated likely in protest of the Fenwick win. I'm just for the
Would you
record.
like me in the minutes for that?
I would like there to be some notification or that Fenwick did win the state championship for the 6A football team in the minutes. Yes, I think that's a fantastic idea. Thank you.
To boost to economic development.
Of course. O'Sullivan's, that could have been in River Forest. A lot of River Forest kids on that team. A lot. We had a bar here. They all would have come here afterwards. I guarantee you that they
Absolutely.
would have.
True.
They had to call the mayor of Forest Park to keep the bar open later last night. Yeah, so we could have done
That's a
that
big
here.
deal.
All right, that was my public comment. Thank you for indulging me. We still don't have a full group of commissioners here. We've been short one every time, but so we can shelve the introductory of commissioners and we can do something fun when we do that. Maybe we don't have a ton of time.
Sure.
Approval of minutes. Anyone have any questions on the minutes? Can I get a motion to approve them?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number five. Do we know who the replacement is for the chamber?
Actually, yes, I just met her today. So we have an interim executive director. Her name is Eugene. She is a consultant who's acting as the interim, who will also be heading up the search committee. The chamber had their annual meeting today, and they have their annual report on their website. So I would encourage everybody to go look at it if you're interested. She's very nice. I told her about how we had Darian on our commission in the past, and we loved his participation, and we would hope to seek
Loved
that
it.
same kind of engagement from the chamber again. She and I promised to set up a meeting soon to go over where we have been, where we'd like to go in the future. She had, because I literally met her this morning, she had a conflict for this evening, but she did say that the January 7th meeting, I think it's that first Wednesday, she did believe she was available. So she should be able to join us at the next meeting if we have it in January. So.
Awesome. There's the and we could shelve the balance of the conversation for when we do have the chamber. It was nice having Darian because he was really pushing that. But it looks like point A, North Avenue marketing strategy discussion.
Yes. So, one of the things that I wanted to bring up is, we've been focused so much on Madison, with lots of things. But one thing I didn't want to do is forget about North Avenue. And so I was thinking about ways that we can bring attention to North Avenue. I think that the facade grant is really helpful, but it's not doing as much as I had hoped. We did the Wednesday Journal article, but and I have one business that's still, working on their application. I've got the one that successfully completed it, and we've gone through the process, and they've received their grant. But I think that one thing that I've heard for the past 2 years from this commission as well is, what else can we do for our businesses? And so, to focus specifically on North Avenue, and then hopefully, if it plays out right, we can expand it to the other parts, the other commercial areas. But I was wondering what you guys thought about some kind of marketing campaign. We do have TIF funds that are available. There are very strict rules about what the TIF funds can be used for, but beautification of the facade grant is one of the reasons. But otherwise, it's area, it's ways. Means and methods to bring economic development to an area. That's what the TIF funds can be used for. So What would we like to do as a commission? I'm headed into the budget season, so now is the time for us to have this conversation and think about what we want to do. This is a very knowledgeable and thoughtful group, and so I was hoping that maybe there would be an idea. One thing that I came up with is developing a economic development strategic plan, which we would RFP for a consultant who would analyze the area, find out what the area in like the subject area is looking for. So do like a survey of what, you know, what do you want here? Business owners and property owners. And there's some residences that are included in that TIF area as well. And then see what we can do. It would not solve the answer directly, but it would get us down there so that we're not sitting here trying to figure out how to start. Hopefully it would give us a plan of how to build.
I ask a question. Who built the, so I like kind of poked around on the website that you provided in there. Mm-hmm. Who like is responsible for that website? Are we?
Is it the village website?
Yeah.
Yes. That's me.
That's you? Okay.
Mostly. Some of the information's old, but.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Maybe we could update it a little bit mm-hmm. and spruce it up a little bit
mm-hmm.
because I don't know. I just, it was a little lackluster, I guess. And what I was really trying to find on there. That's all. And I can help you with it if you want me to.
I would
Sorry.
Love.
Sorry.
There we go.
I would love the volunteer.
All in favor?
But that was just one thing, you know, some thing that's easy to follow when you are going to the village site. That's all.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some pages that have a lot of words on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally feel like a lot of words don't necessarily help get the message across. And so I've been trying to get through and parse it down. And I'm focused mostly on the building department and building permits right now, to be honest. But yes, I would absolutely welcome. And maybe we can meet separately and go over it.
Put something on my calendar tomorrow just to remind myself to
get
out to you.
Okay. Perfect.
That's great.
Thank you.
Before I have thoughts, I have thoughts, of course. I always have thoughts. But why don't we hear other thoughts?
I'm just thinking it through.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea. It would dovetail well. Anyway, yeah, I think it's not a bad idea.
Well, you know, I'm wondering how we have, you know, we have this relationship with JLL.
Yeah, that was what I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You have them.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we do. I mean, I get it. And I get the way a village thinks, strategic plan. You know, we do this and then we RFP. And if that's the way we have to go, I get it. But at the same time, we have this relationship that we're trying to grow. And I'm wondering if there's not a way to utilize that to see who they might want to be, you know, if they're because there's going to be development opportunities on that block as well down the road. And I feel, well, there should be, like, I mean, we want there to be. I think we've identified that, you know, there's just different places that we've identified here in this meeting that would be ripe for redevelopment, if not just like a full scale, you know, 4-story building, commercial redevelopment and realignment. I mean, there's some things there that could be a little, it could work a little nicer. So I'm wondering if we do a marketing thing, are we not just shining poop? You know what I mean? What are we marketing? You know what I mean? Like, what do we have there? I mean, I almost feel like we build it up and then market it.
So that's kind of what I'm...
Could be chicken or the egg, right?
I started, when I first came up with this idea, I was like, the problem is we have vacancy on North Avenue. We need to drive people into it. How do we drive people into it? Why aren't people in those vacant spaces now? It's not because they don't drive past it. We have reports and there's data that says we have like 90,000 cars driving past North Avenue every day.
So that's what I mean. Like, if correct. That's the problem, then we should have JLL or someone that would be able to look at some of those properties and say, hey, look, we'll, and I don't know exactly what that partnership looks like. Cause obviously I'm not blind to the fact that the owner of the real estate is the one that would have to be in agreement with, you know what I mean, to sell and the lease of properties. But just to understand, to have someone knock on the door and be like, hey, are you trying to lease this place? What are you trying to lease it for? What's the deal? You know, I'm working with the village here. We're trying to figure some things out. I don't know if we need, I mean, if there's vacancies there, there's a couple of reasons there's vacancies other people could talk about. One, it's just being lazy and not needing the money. There's some of that. There's, you know, that happens. There's someone wanting more than the market bears right now and just figured they'd hold off and rather than sign a long lease. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but someone could go ask them. I feel like that might be what we need. And then that person could then after that conversation, maybe like ducktail into like a, you know, a deal there. If nothing else, they'd be holding some of this information and can disseminate it to us and eventually perhaps continue to partner with River Forest. You know, I mean, just again, we're sitting here just talking.
Yep.
I think you're hitting on two things. It's, I like the idea of an economic development plan,
right?
Which is, in my mind, again, it's a combination. You're hitting on, I think there's design issues, of course, as the urban planner, right? But I think there's
There is.
parking, there's things like, are there redevelopment opportunities? And then there's sort of this real estate strategy too, which is, I think it's almost like a corridor plan, very, which would be a little more specific than obviously the comp plan, because you're infusing implementation and viability and TIF and use. I mean, it's needed. Somebody could package that and then go sell it. I think you do have resources here between John Housiel, your planner of sorts, and JLL now, who's your real estate guy, kind of a team that's focused on the real estate that they've been given, right? Which isn't
Right.
all of that. I don't know. I'm wondering if you have some of this already that you could say, all right, let's bring these together
Save the
and
money for other
do.
things.
Well, no, I think you probably still have to pay some,
No, I
right?
know, but like, yeah.
But you might have some economies of scale, and they are familiar. You could say, let's put this team together with some direction from us, and say, here's what we're going to get out of this.
I'm not opposed to that. Obviously, I think if
Versus.
there's a place where we can save a little bit of money, and you're right, because we do already have these commitments and these conversations started with people.
I see it. I think it's really, it could be a retail strategy. So, okay, what are these vacancies? Why? And you know, I think some, and then some of it's probably, again, physical issues.
Totally. Like parking, like,
What
you know, see
parking and
what Park
overall
did.
aesthetic. And that's why I keep harping on the North Avenue
Yeah, well,
project that's going on now, which, why didn't we get ahead of that and beautify instead of just.
So we tried. We
I
have
mean,
a
they've done it.
streetscape in progress, and the village has been trying to work with Elmwood Park to work on a streetscape for the entire width of the village, Thatcher to Harlem. And we obviously we don't own any of North Avenue, and we were trying to work with Elmwood Park, and we were also trying to work with IDOT regarding the project that's happening right now and saying, we want to do certain things. Can you wait on the resurfacing project so that we can do this and then resurface it and then you don't have to cut the pavement twice? And they said, no, we have a schedule to keep. So there's only so much
Money to
we can
burn.
do. Correct.
That's
So,
like it is,
but
but
we
that doesn't mean
do
we can't
that.
do
But
That was we
things.
tried, is my point.
Yeah, no. I but there's little, I
That's
hear
one piece of it.
Roosevelt in Oak Park, and is that Berwyn or Cicero?
Yeah.
What? Are gonna they're up for another redo, and they did theirs really nice already once. It's like we but there's no bump outs and things that make it user friendly. You know, sidewalk that shorten the distance between the sides. There's
Yeah.
all these things that you can do that are aesthetic and also functional that I think would promote more people. And they'd be like, oh, I can stop there and I can, not that you would ever
I mean,
die.
I don't know how many times that
But it's a,
I've
it's.
driven right past Alpine
Yeah.
because,
You
like,
don't
you
even
can't
know.
park
You
there.
can't. Yeah. It's tough to get into. And then you're
Yeah. I
circling
mean,
around the
yeah,
back and
totally. I'm like, oh,
hazards
just
on. You're
right
running
back
in.
to it. But Johnny's Beef, there's a ton of parking there. All
Yeah.
those places on that area where they bought that extra land, they had added parking. We have TIF money for that. And some of the, that's why I think it is a bigger retail. I'm with you. I think
It,
it's a bigger
it's a
retail.
combination of planning and design and retail that might help that. I mean, think about it a
So
little more comprehensively or multidisciplinary,
another thing is about North Avenue, our public works director had looked into bump outs, and we have a corridor plan that's probably going on 15 years old. I want to say it was early teens that it was done. I found it on our website and I read through it as I was coming up with this, and a lot of it was it was all of the corridors. So it was North and Lake and Madison, and And but I read just the North Avenue pieces to try to keep that thread in my mind. And a lot of the feedback came back to the businesses are struggling with parking. The residents want people to park, but not on their streets, which is all fair. And I say this to say this is like the main theme. It's we could have businesses here, but we can't be successful because we're struggling with
But
parking.
all the more reason I don't think we need a strategic plan. Like, we know what the issue is. Like, it's that, you know, I mean, that someone would come back, we'd pay them $15,000 and they tell us stuff we already know.
Well, I think that there's also retail strategy with it. That, but you know,
That part I would be
and
more.
I think again, I don't want to just do another corridor plan. A lot of the plans are more planning centric and design centric, and don't take into consideration economics and strategy. That's like so. That's where I think they got to come together, because that would be that's an economic development strategic plan. Combines those.
The other thing I wanted to say is because of our interest in doing some kind of streetscape, the public works director did look into bump outs and things that would shorten the pedestrian path, especially knowing how many people cross the street to go to Johnny's. And he, I can't recall if he is very confident in his opinion or if he's actually gotten this confirmed from IDOT, but they are very unlikely to allow bump outs because it's a truck route and they want the road to remain clear for the speed that is needed for that road. So our ability to do bump outs and pedestrians and stuff like that is going to be limited. So what I guess what I'm saying is that that's another puzzle piece we have to keep in mind as we're looking at what might work. Maybe that means that more parking needs to be on the south side and we can't plan on having people cross the street as much as you would think.
It's not even close, just safe haven areas where you park and get
Yeah.
out and you not feel like you're going to be run over.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean,
Anyway,
it might make sense to see. I don't know what exactly. What before we go on, what do you, any other thoughts?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
You just saying there's a lot of vacancies.
Yeah, to catch you up. Like we're trying to look to do whatever we can to help the economic, you know,
There's
wherewithal and where
vacancy, and I
forward.
would say it's less than, I mean, as a commercial corridor, it's kind of,
Yeah. I mean,
and you look north.
yeah, exactly.
But you
So,
look
like,
north
what
and you
did
see.
we? So, not only is it there are vacancies, I mean, there's decent, there's a lot of medical office and stuff like that. It's not horrible. It could be better. Sleepy, right?
Yeah.
So, what can we do?
Well,
I mean, I think it's a physical transformation that needs to take place there, because I do think it's parking and then some. So one of the to go back a little bit too, like the Alcuin or the Montessori school there, like that's a spot that like we don't even know if they're using it, right? I mean, like it's a great piece of property. You could have parking there, you could have a nice setback. You know, I'm not, you know, there's a lot of things you could do. It doesn't have to be a development, it could be more retail oriented. You have the discount tire place and the Gossage Grill. I mean, they're fine, but that's a big piece of property, you
What
know,
the heck?
whatever it is. And then with parking behind there, I mean, there's opportunities there that,
Are
you
those
know,
all sitting vacant right now?
no, I mean, the
Okay.
tire, Cassidy Tire, I think they do pretty
Open.
good.
Yoke
They
is
do.
working.
Yoke is, yeah.
Pub Kitchen just
Oh,
opened and they are
yeah.
quite
They're
busy in that
really,
theme
yeah.
Oh,
before you get the
interesting.
Binnies on the north side. You know what I mean?
But then there's the alley behind there. I know there was some parking there. Like, so there's some opportunity to do some things in that area. I mean, I think there's a couple apartment, but I'm not looking to knock anyone out. I'm just saying, like, if someone got a good offer on some of these things, would they be willing to sell some of those apartments that are like right off it so that you could, that's what Elmwood Park did. I mean, they bought the other properties there and then everyone could park on the sides. That's how they got around it. I think the answer is right there, right? It's just.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, right. Yeah.
you know, I know we've done a facade program, and that helps a little bit aesthetic, but I think I sent you something that, oh, didn't Oak Park just do something which allows dollars to go towards infrastructure, like
Yeah.
HVAC, things that big dollars. We EDC spun
Yeah. Nope.
no EDC, we sponsored promoted a facade program.
Developed
De
it.
we developed it. Actually, you did a lot of it. Come on. We did it as a means to taking the tax increment financing dollars, the things that are in the TIF now to use some of those dollars. We allocated, I forget what it was.
50,000.
And it was, I don't even remember.
5,000.
Sorry.
Project.
Here's how well I know. That's why I pointed to
it. One of those, you do 10,000 of facade work and we give you $5,000 back. It's pretty common. You know, they have it in the city and stuff. But I think that would also help if you were talking to new developers there. The way we did it out, if you had five pins on a like retail center, each one of those. And so you could do a little bit if we did infrastructure.
What Oak Park and other communities have done is now allowed to go into base building infrastructure, like things that, again, accrue value to the building that if the landlord leaves or whatever, it's still, there's still value there that, again, somebody could recoup and promote. Mm-hmm. You know, it, but the, I think a lot of these investments and these, well, who knows, absentee landlords and whatnot, or people that don't want to put any money in, you know.
Yeah.
It could help because some of those are big ticket items, you know.
I mean, I think if there is some
electrical plumbing and HVAC, it could be the guts of the building that help promote it and make it ready for and attract a new tenant. I mean, that's, again, I don't want to just keep throwing money at, you know, but I think that could help some of those buildings.
There's no coffee shop up there.
Yeah, it's like the one place there's not, because you can't stop and
exactly.
That's kind of yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think retail strategy would help some of that. I think, you know. And there are limitations. You don't have there's not a whole concentration of buildings up there. I mean,
right. Could be a restaurant corridor, man.
It could.
I mean, like that's what I'm assuming would probably be.
We would love the food and beverage.
Yeah. We want that.
We got one. Hub going. You know, maybe again. Well, I mean, all you got to do is look north and see what Elmwood's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing it, you know?
That's all I know of.
Yeah.
Elmwood Park. I can't even picture what's across the street.
Yeah. It's the only reason I know it's because of this committee. Like, I drive by there. I'm like, hey,
and again, Housel and the comprehensive plan has put in proposals to allow park to fix parking through alley use.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I really do. Like, I think. It's a good, we should be concentrating on it. We kind of know what's going on in Madison, and this is an area. So we all agree that it's something we should pursue. I guess the next question is.
Yeah. So what are we pursuing?
Capacity, right?
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I love the yes.
Everything we said, pursue it.
But do it all.
Yeah.
So sounds great. Should I talk to JLL and John Housel and ask them to, John Housel did the corridor plan a decade ago, maybe. So
I would talk with him first.
Talk
about an implementation plan.
Yeah, and see how we can act on it.
Yeah,
and then John Housel is the village planner. He's a consultant, but he's been working as a village planner for over 25 years,
and he resident. Lives in
town. Might be. I feel like you would know him. Like he lives right by Mark Hoyt. He's a good dude. He's walking his dog around all the time. He'd probably recognize him. He's a good guy. What's that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of those on the south side. This is one of those south side streets.
South
of the tracks.
So I'll.
The guy has a ton of knowledge. Housel and Levine is a planning company. They do consulting work for all kinds of cities all over the country. You should know him for otherwise.
It means urban planning.
Urban. But he's
market, demographics.
Firm, but they do a ton. They got really cool technology. They got it all. And he happens to live here and help us out, you know. Got great knowledge, been a part of all this. He's been on a ton of boards. That's how I know him. We were on different boards together in Oak Park. Anyways.
We can.
Yeah, he knows. He can sit in here and catch. I mean, he knows.
I can help you maybe write a little something.
That would be helpful.
Focus them.
Second.
Rather than, it's not a corridor place. Well, when the website's done, that'll do it.
I love it.
Oh, wow. No pressure.
No. I think it should be focused. And I'm not that you, I'm happy to help with that.
I would love it. Thank you.
Maybe it's a one pager, sort of here, John and JLL. This is what we want to do.
Yeah.
Can you guys, you know,
implementation plan? I think that's a good
thing to call it. I'm also thinking through, is it the whole corridor? Do you focus initial? Well, anyway, we'll talk about it. A quick hit.
Yeah.
What's your highest probability?
Because Lathrop to Thatcher is going to be a different situation.
Yeah.
It just is. Because I know that area. Just every time I look at there's.
It is. Yeah.
It's not.
And that's what you may say. Hey, you know, let's look broadly, very quick hit, and then we focus on what's the priority piece.
Yes.
And it's probably, right, you know, fresh time, you know, all the way down and trying to draw synergy with everything that's happening to the
and
new
the,
one. That's
and
where
the
there's concentration of stuff that could happen. And that's,
You know, people, I mean, we're here to serve River Forest. The people of River Forest would love that. It's not, I mean, people ask about that all the time. Like, that'd be something that we should be focusing on. So that's really great you brought it up. I mean, I think that's what's in earnest. We've been kind of concentrating on a bunch of different things. In earnest, I think that should be a priority.
Okay.
So I would like it actually to have be maybe something on here in the future.
Yeah,
so
that's
that we
fine.
Make sure we're.
We'll come back to it.
Sorry.
That's right. What you're saying, it's kind of fragmented on North Avenue. There's like different types of areas. And like you said, Lakes or Thatcher is a different animal altogether.
It is.
And then you have another piece, which I don't know. I've gone by there, but I don't remember that place where there's a old apartment building right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, so.
Yeah. That might be a different beast.
Yep. Area to develop.
That's what I was getting at. I think it's a question whether you say, hey, we want to look at the very broad brush, take 10 seconds and let's look at the whole thing and what are our to get to our priority areas. I think, or we could just focus and say, here's what we think is the most likely, highest probability of success of this kind of thing and focus your effort. You can't do the whole quarter.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know, and you don't have retail all the way, you know.
Yeah, it's different.
CVS to Lathrop. Yeah, there's there's dental, there's a little a hair place. There's
is it good?
Like it's like
Vincent along there.
St. Vincent.
And then there's the church, right?
Church.
Yeah.
And then we've got so I was thinking about this. I want to say we probably have about 60% commercial and like 30% residential. And then the last 10% is like the is it St. Vincent's and then like PRI.
Oh, Loyola.
And Loyola, right, like institutional use is what we, PRI.
Okay.
So, yeah, because we've got the medical practice. And then there's...
Which was a plunk.
There's something else over by the Loyola. Anyway, yes. So it's definitely a scattering of things.
I mean, I would, if you're looking for a suggestion from the committee, my thought would be certainly from Harlem to Lathrop would be... And I don't even think it's Harlem to Lathrop because, to be honest with you, I think you have St. Vincent and Fresh Thyme.
Yeah.
So it might even be Harlem to William or Monroe.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Monroe is Fresh Thyme.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's those four blocks.
Again, if you're going to focus.
Oh, yeah. They're doing great.
Yeah.
Never. Yoga doing great.
They're both are contributing. So.
Mm-hmm.
And hub, hopefully.
And I want to be clear, none of this is to like displace or move anybody. No. We're just trying to figure out how to strengthen what we have and bring in something to what we don't, where we don't.
I mean, those as a landlord, I'd love it if someone came in and said, oh, wait, you're going to buy this property here. You're going to do public parking. You're going to set this up. You're going to give me $5,000. Yeah, I mean, and create foot traffic. That's the piece because no one seems to know what's even going on there. Like, quite frankly.
Is it open?
Yeah.
It is?
No, I don't know. Oh, I mean, people were saying it was, and then they weren't taking enrollment. It needs a lot of cap. I mean, it's a big space. And if they're not doing well, that's a lot to cover. But then why is the place right next to it vacant? It's been vacant forever.
It's there for their sign that says Capri.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because they used to be there.
We're no longer over here.
Right.
It's been like that for.
But that Montessori, it goes back pretty far too, because that's one whole piece. So you could do something there where you have walking towards everything. You know what I mean? That's probably the. I think if someone approached them and said, hey, look, it's worth knowing.
Well, there's history there.
There's a lot of history.
That's what I got the sense last time.
A lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember it.
Taxes and lawsuits and property tax lawsuits. And
I think it literally settled in like 23.
Yeah, no, it's recent.
Like the summer of 23.
They were paying. Mm-hmm. They were.
They were, and they do not.
There was a
lawsuit about it. No, this one doesn't.
It was a criteria of the village to allow that use there. They said, we want it to be active use and mm-hmm. paying property tax. And they said, we'll pay property tax. And then they came back later. How many years later?
10
years, whatever. They were paying property tax. And we should be paying property tax. Well, that was the premise that allowed you know, the village was willing to go along with that mm-hmm. as a non-conforming use. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not.
Not anymore.
Were they rebated too?
It was ugly.
Honestly,
it was ugly. Yeah, no.
Look at what that could generate in property tax. That would almost be something where the TIF monies. I think that'd be a great use of TIF money to somehow mm-hmm. use that as part of help to redevelop that. I'm not suggesting at all the village buy it. I'm just saying that we could help that way. I mean, that's what the TIF is there for. You know, specifically to help with the tent. That's what we're here for.
Huge piece of property. Can we change it into a parking lot? And that'll solve all the parking.
That's it.
Right.
Parking behind.
I mean, it's not like they're thriving. We don't even know if they're open. So. Yeah. And
occasionally it looks like the window changes. No.
Definitely change the window. But
I run by there a lot. And I'm like, I always look in. Hmm. Like, are kids hanging out in this glass box? Like, oh,
I've never seen what you would expect, like chaos between like 7 and 8:30, a drop off is happening, you know, like
I mean, I've looked at a lot of daycares and that never showed up on my radar, but I also don't live close.
Never did. Mm-hmm. Never. You had Mosaic here. I mean, like there's
mm-hmm.
never even was a consideration.
Yeah.
I think that
I went to Keystone Montessori growing up. Oh. I went to the one over here.
Oh.
Yeah, Alcoa Montessori.
Oh.
They went to this one on North Avenue.
Well, I think it was a daycare before, even though it might not
have
been known as Keystone.
Really?
Oh, no, it was hopping.
Was it?
Oh, there wasn't. No, I've seen.
Yeah, back in the day.
Remember they redid the whole parking lot and to your point. I mean, I've been there, what, 20? I'm on Monroe, so I'm right around there.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe. Anyway, you said, I thought. But
you don't see a lot of people there now, though.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
we're going backwards. Bridal shop. I think it was a bridal shop first. And then I called it.
Man, that sounds familiar. All right, now we're doing that game, but at any rate,
in the air. Bridal shop, and then it went to.
I remember the bridal shop.
That's when they flipped it. But
I also remember Horwath's. You know, so,
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. There is parking behind some of these spots. And we have the alley as well that's like usable.
That strip center, anyway, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With like the silver and then the blue dentist in the middle of it or something.
I mean, they're right. I mean, there's stuff there, and there's affluent people that live right next. You live right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you have the Fresh Time
mm-hmm.
and St. Vincent's.
Big generator, actually. How are they doing? Do you get
who?
Huh?
Who?
Fresh Time. How are
we're happy with them. I mean,
yeah. No.
They're doing great. It is empty, right? Whenever you go,
what?
But they're always empty when you go.
No.
I'm
there a lot.
I feel like it's quite a.
I feel that same way.
Yeah.
Every time I go, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm always worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah. How are they doing? If you know any
right. insight. Right. I mean, we haven't. I don't think we've noticed enough in like their sales tax or anything. Like nothing is.
Okay. Good.
Not from that perspective, but.
Yeah, there's peace.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people up my living room. So people walk up the back. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just my name.
I think you prioritize some of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those.
That's what I think.
That's very tough. Small.
Well, I think you take a couple blocks and you focus on, and also you look across the street to see what Elmwood had. Like, where is there synergy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. The Elkhorn's across the street.
Like, you know, how do you build off each other? And you can maybe get a concentration of something, you know, whether it's redevelopment and rehab. And
is there a big property tax cost difference between retail on our Wood Park side versus?
It's a very good question.
Good question.
It's less.
I mean, you know, Wood Park. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's
got to be a big study.
Well, yeah. You know, fresh time use tax. What is it? A class L? What was it? 7?
Oh, did they get it?
They got a tax deal. Fresh time did. I forget which one it is. Is it 7, Club 7, or Cook County?
Dominic's.
Yeah. Good buddies with the butcher there.
Butcher, fresh
time's
great.
There's a new one. I don't. Yeah, they're supposed to cut whatever you want. Oh, yeah. We have a butcher here, they'll cut anything. Yeah. Nah, I'm not gonna. Although the only ones worse are Jewel. Like, Jewel is not a butcher. There's nothing there. Everything's prepackaged. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you cut a pork chop a little thicker, or can you give me a steak that's 2 inches? No.
Yeah.
No, you're stuck with a half.
Put two of those half inches together.
You give me a half inch. Good luck on the grill.
Wow.
Anyway.
I think the direction should be here.
I think I'm clear on it.
Yeah, is to start with household, and but I'd also, you know, maybe even see what John says. But you know, I'd also bring the JLL guys in just to like, hey, look, you know, do you have someone on this team? Do you have someone that knows anything about retail in the area?
I think at this point, if they happen to live in River Forest, that's a totally separate.
Yeah, right. Well, he sat here.
What can we possibly jumpstart that though?
A good question.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, and I would have Elmwood Park as part of all this discussion. Like, who is over there doing it? Like, you know, we should.
I've said that since day one. I've been on this committee, like commission. And it's a corridor. It's two sides. You should be doing this in concert together. You should be doing it together. Mm-hmm. Same on Madison.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that Elmwood Park is doing, and I noticed this, that they've cul-de-sac the park. Yeah. Elmwood Park is cul-de-sac from their business district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's bars and stuff, and that, I mean, it's
so a couple of the streets are one way, and then when you get to the big eco store, it's kind of like cul-de-sac. I don't know what all they did to.
Well, they bought some of the properties and they extended the parking there, and yeah, I mean, they did all that.
The alley rework was recent. I mean, they've been working on it. I mean,
we have the alley back there too. I mean, you would think we could do something similar, but all right. I don't want to take everyone's time. This is good discussion. Yeah. But I think
that would be a hard road to cross in River Forest to cul-de-sac on North Avenue.
No, I'm not even suggesting. I just said I've seen what they've done. I'm not suggesting.
Well, oh, okay.
You kind of have that because you have one-way ins and one-way. You know,
true.
There's a lot of that along. There's a whole stretch there.
That was part of the traffic and safety conversation a couple of years ago, and there was very strong feelings about
what would be changing against that. Because I would love to live in cul-de-sac.
If I live here and I'm used to coming down the street from North Avenue here, I now have to go down another block and come around. Mm-hmm. And so the concern is I'm spending more gas, I'm wasting more time trying to get around where I used to just make the right on North Avenue and then I'm in my driveway.
I would love not to have that traffic on my street. I would rather.
But then the street next week's
complete. That
it pushes. It does move.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sorry.
Nope. Not at all. That's all I had on this. I think I have our direction. I don't know. Given the holiday schedule, I have to be honest. I don't think we'll have something by January.
When's your
7th.
When's your
budget conversation? This would need to be in play probably in February, like mid-February. So if we had something by our February meeting, we would be in good shape.
Okay.
So.
And if we want to do a call or something like that with John or any, you know, whomever it is, Tim will do it.
Sure. He's free. Thank you.
Talk to him.
Yeah, we can talk to him. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I think it's good to have someone from the EDC. I mean, he knows, but kind of get the gist. I know you can do it too, but I like having someone from the EDC also.
I do too. Yeah.
Other businesses, business.
Nothing.
Any other business?
Any other business?
Awesome. Yeah. 2026 schedule.
Mm-hmm. So I provided in your packet the list of 2026 meetings. This commission is scheduled to meet on the first Wednesday of each month. The only conflicts I noticed, which were conflicts in 2025 that caused us to adjust the schedule, they actually seem to be off of our rotation. So I believe that we could adjust our meetings back to the first, and that would be for the 4th of July. The meeting, I think it'd be July 2nd. July 1st, because the 4th of July is Saturday. But if you guys are traveling and don't want to meet that week, we could certainly try to push it the following week. The other date that used to be a conflict, but I think we're okay this year, is Labor Day, being, I think, September 7th. So again, that's the same week. It depends on how you guys feel, but those are two that we usually end up adjusting for. Our meeting would have been September 2nd, though, so it might be. Well,
the one that jumped out at me, honestly, was April 1st. It's during spring break.
Okay.
But, well, I don't plan that far in advance, so.
April 1st. It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, mm-hmm. And it's during spring break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would we like to just automatically, we can either cancel it.
That's spring break.
We can,
I thought it was April Fool's Day. I thought you could say, yeah, absolutely.
That is, yeah, that's true. Maybe we should.
Maybe a good double reason.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Just picking up whatever works.
I mean, I don't know if I am, but if you aren't, then might as well just move it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I found whatever. Some of the other places, that it's a weird one. It's April 1st to the 11th because the 5th is Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So they get that Friday off. And the Catholic, whatever.
Oh, is that then?
But I'll be gone.
Actually, I'll be gone. I will be gone
as well. So
I forgot about that.
And I'll be gone the 8th too. So maybe we just.
If you'd like to, we could just cancel the April meeting.
Could we do it the 17th? At least to have something on the. I don't know.
You mean the 15th?
I hate canceling one right off the bat.
So I can't necessarily confirm it right now because we have all of our meetings having this discussion.
Yeah.
And if that is a meeting of a regularly scheduled commission, then they would have.
Well, we would have, we'd have another meeting a couple of weeks later. It's not the end of the world. I mean,
the other thing I just wanted to throw out there again for discussion purposes is we could change the date entirely, not do it on a Wednesday if that works.
Well, I think the problem is that people are gone.
I agree.
Whole week.
For that whole week. So.
Oh, no, I'm talking about generally.
Oh, I like Wednesdays. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And does 6 o'clock work? Any day, any meeting, the meeting just generally being at 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to go earlier, but if you wanted to do 7. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah, earlier doesn't work.
And then 7, we might not be. 7 might not get out till 9 o'clock. It's can be late.
Okay.
Might be.
Yeah. All right.
We should do mornings. 1 point. 7 o'clock. 7:30.
We
a.m.
Did we do that? I think I remember that. I remember. I think that
we used to bounce around. We weren't this structured. So anyway, it's good that we're doing this.
That's always whenever I become the third time I've been able to pick when the meetings are. First thing I do is change it from a morning if it's a morning. Screw you, morning people. You know, just because you all think you're better than the rest of us because you wake up at the crack of dawn. Try staying up till 3 in the morning and get the day done.
I'm not that person. So we could do April 15th, I believe.
Is it okay if we just throw that on the schedule and then we can always?
I think so, Luke.
Just take off.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that maybe May we don't have a quorum, or the other month we don't have a quorum, and so we decide to cancel it. Then we cancel it. Then we don't have something for 2 months. I just prefer to have it on there.
Mm-hmm.
We can always cancel if we don't need it.
Correct. So that was the other thing we could talk about. this commission is a scheduled, we have a, it's always the first Wednesday. We could adjust our schedule or adjust our structure of our meeting to be an as needed commission, which means if we don't have a topic, we don't assume that we meet. So like, for example, we have stuff to talk about December 3rd. So I would have emailed about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, I have, you know, there's something to discuss August, December 3rd. We'd like to have a meeting, and then that people would say, yes, I have a quorum. That
go ahead. No.
Okay.
And if we don't have something to talk about, we're not doing our job.
You know, at least if my calendar is blocked, everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, my calendar, something will happen, you know.
Something comes up. Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. No worries.
If we have absolutely nothing to talk about, it's a waste of time.
Then we can.
We could talk Fenwick football. Okay.
Great. That's fine. I just wanted to put everything out there. It's new people, so.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. But I mean, I'm interested in the North Avenue.
We did it that way, it was, things didn't get scheduled.
Right.
When we first started, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
When do you guys want?
And we've made a point.
I think it's good to have some structure.
Yeah. We've actually been called out sometimes for canceling things. And I would just assume to meet on a regular basis. Yeah. No,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I think you guys have done great. And I'd like to keep that going.
You okay. Know? So when the board is going to publish the schedule for 2026 in our December 15th board meeting, and that's when we will finalize the schedule. So we will adjust the schedule for only April from April 1st to April 15th. If that works.
Sounds good.
Any other dates?
No.
The rest of them, like I said, the rest of them seem to be okay, but
yeah.
And this is obviously tentative, pending. We're not counting on sick days and travel and vacation and, you know, life things.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only one that jumped out at me.
Good. Thank you for bringing it up. Yes. So you are allowed to, anyone is allowed to attend via Zoom. Number one, if we have a quorum that's present, and that means four commissioners. And number two, if you're traveling for work, that's the only reason you're allowed to attend via Zoom. You could not be present for another reason and watch on Zoom, but you can't vote and you can't, you could only act during or talk during public comment. So if there was something that came up and something changed, you know, we try to talk about it. Certainly let me know and I will do what I can to make sure that you're as engaged. Maybe that's worth moving the meeting if it's something that's that big. But yes, officially the only reason to attend via Zoom is if you're traveling for work.
Number eight, do we
mm-hmm.
should have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. So going to executive session, I have to do this motion.
Yep.
Oh, do we all approve it?
You can ask. Yeah.
So motion to enter an executive session pursuant to, we got to get that fixed. It doubles up there. You see that? Pursuant to,
yeah.
Pursuant to. Okay. Motion to go into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120-2C6 to discuss the setting of a price for the sale or lease of property owned by the public body, and the EDC will adjourn after executive session and will not return to open session.